Masechet Shavuos, Daf Mem Beis, 7 lines from the top of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara previously brought a simon that corresponded to 8 different cases, and we already discussed the first 5 cases, which were represented by the first 5 of the simonim of Reuven v'Shimon, the Tanu Hichasa, Yasfi Upara, Plainu Plaini, and Apsi, and the Gemara will now continue with the last of the 3 simonim of Sitroi, Bamnusa, and Kebetrei, and our Gemara begins with the 6th of the 8 cases, Ahuda Amalei L'Chav, that if Reuven said to Shimon, Havli Meizuzah, the Masikna Becha, Behashtara, that return to me the $100 that you owe me, and this is the Shtarva, and Amalei Praticha, and Shimon responds to Reuven, that I already paid you back, and as the Gemara will explain, that Shimon stated that I paid you back in front of Edim, but at that time no mention was made of the Shtar, and generally, of course, we would not believe Shimon, as Lemaisa Reuven has a Shtar. However, Amalei, Reuven responds to Shimon, Hanu Sitroinenu, while I agreed that you gave me back $100, but that was for a payment on a different chayiv. And the Rebbe Magash brings Hanu Sitroinenu Pirish Sitroi Meloshin Sidei HaMishkan, that the Loshin Sitroi comes from the same Loshin as Sidei HaMishkan, which means the side. Umetakamina Sitri Mishkana Klima Mitzad Acha Haya Isim Pirayin, that this payment was for side halva and wasn't for this halva. Lemaisa Shimon is not Meida that there was another halva or a different reason why he would have given Reuven $100. And Amr Nachman Isra Shtara, the Rav Nachman states that Lemaisa, since Reuven agrees that Shimon made some sort of a payment, so therefore there's a reason in the Shtar, and as Rashi states, Hoyol Moedah Shekiblam V'lav Kol Kaminin Leimah Sitroinenu, and therefore Reuven doesn't have an amanus to say that it was Mekabel them, but it was for a different Chayiv. And as Rashba states, Nira De Isra V'Batel Gamri Kamar, and therefore Reuven would not be able to collect this Chayiv based on the Shtar, V'chein Nira Midiv Rashi Shekein Kosev Isra Shtara Hoyol Moedah Shekiblam V'lav Kol Kaminin Leimah Sitroinenu. However, Ein Rabbeinu Chananel states, Klima Filu Kosev B'Shtar Nemonis Ina Goyiv El B'Shvua, that certainly Reuven could still collect Yudin Shtar, but he would have to make a Shvua. And he brings a Raya from the Loshen of Nachman, as Rav Nachman stated, Isra Shtara V'Loik Tana Yibatel Shtara Shema Mino Kedabrinon. Similarly, Ein Tesis Diba Maskel Isra Shtara, where he brings from Rabbeinu Chananel as well as from Rabbeinu Tam, the Tzorch Baal Shtar Shvua Shloi Nifra. However, Tesis is bothered by this Pshat, and at the end of Tesis he states, Al Kinira, the Bishtar Ri'iya, Loi Mikwa Karinale, Vloi Mikba Gavina Be, Kahuda Ilun Iris, Ayin Sham. And Agamar continues, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa argues in Rav Nachman, he states, Loi Isra Shtara, that there is no Reyes in the Shtar, and Shimon would be Chayiv to pay to Reuven the full $100. And the Gemara will now ask Astira on the words of Rav Papa, that how can you tell me that Rav Papa stated that Loi Isra Shtara, if we will see a similar case where Rav Papa states that Isra Shtara, and as the Gemara continues, Rav Papa, Maishna, Mahuda Amalei L'Chavrei, Havli Meizuzah, the Masikta B'cha V'Hashtara, that why is this different than the case where Reuven said to Shimon, return to me the $100 that I lent you, and this is the Shtar Halva. And Amalei and Shimon responded to Reuven, Lava Teres Yehavitli, that certainly I agree that you gave me $100, but you gave me this $100 in order I should go and buy oxen, and I should slaughter them, and then we would split the profits, and this was based on a regular Iska, V'Asas V'Zyavis Amaschata, and you actually came to the place where I was buying the oxen, and where I was slaughtering these oxen, and where I sold it for a profit, the Kabila Zuzach, and then I gave you money, and therefore you will pay back for the Shtar. And Va'amalei and Reuven respond to Shimon, Hanu Sitroinenu, and while it's true that you gave me $100, but that was to pay back a different Chayiv, and not for the Chayiv that's written in the Shtar, Va'amra Papa Isra Shtara, and in regard to that case, Rav Papa Paskin, that there is a Reyesa in Reuven Shtar, and the Gemara answers, and is Mechali between the two cases, as Hassan, the Kivin Kama, Turi Yavisli, Umituri Shaklas, Isra Shtara. And in that case, since the borrower actually stated that you gave the money to me in order to buy oxen, and the borrower also stated that I gave you the money at the stables where the oxen were, Reuven did not deny that fact, and Reuven just claimed that you gave me that money in order to pay off a different debt. So certainly in that case, it's Isra Shtara, and we won't believe Reuven that Sitroinenu, but Hacha Ima Sitroinenu, over here where there was no major story, and it was just a question as to the money that Shimon gave Reuven, and Reuven claims that you gave me this money based on a different halva, and Lemaisa Reuven produced a shtar that Shimon owes him $100. So Rav Papa holds that Lo Yisra Shtara, that just by the fact that Shimon claimed that he paid off the shtar is not enough and does not suffice, and we won't say that there's a reyes in the shtar. And the Gemara continues that Lemaisa, we just brought a case where there's a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Papa, and the Gemara now asks, my habi law, then in that case, what are we paskin? And Rav Papa Omar Lo Yisra Shtara, and Rav Papi paskin like Rav Papa, then Reuven can still be Gleiver with the Shtar. However, Rav Shesh B'Rei Rav Idi Amar Yisra Shtara, and Rav Shesh B'Rei Rav Idi paskin like Rav Nachman, that there is a race in the Shtar, and as Rashi stated, that Reuven would not be able to be Gleiver with the Shtar, and Behilchasa Yisra Shtara, the Gemara paskins like Rav Nachman, that's Yisra Shtara, and the Gemara points out, Bahani Milu the Pari Ba'api Sadi, and when do we see that Yisra Shtara is only where Shimon actually paid $100 to Reuven in front of Edim, and although at that point no one mentioned anything about the shtar, that when Shimon made this payment, he was making a payment against the shtar, and therefore it's Yisra Shtara. However, Aval Pari being the day of the day, if Shimon says that I made this payment to Reuven privately, and there were no Edim there, even Rav Nachman would agree to Rav Papa, that's lo Yisra Shtara, as migud yachal meima lo yadvar ma'ilam, as since Reuven could claim that you never made any payment to me, so yachal meima meima sitroininu, therefore we believe Reuven that the payment that Shimon made was for another chayiv. Therefore, Shimon still owes him $100 based on this shtar chayiv. Uchad Avimid b'Rei Rav Vo, and as we find in Masechtas Ksubis on that Peheim and Aleph, that Avimid the son of Rav Vo owed money to someone, and he sent the money with a shliach. And when the shliach gave the money to the lender, shliach didn't take back the shtar. And then the lender came to Avimi and he stated that although I agreed, I already received $100, but that was for a different halvah, and the ma'aseh this shtar was not yet paid off. And Rav Vo paskined against his son, and he stated that Avimi has to pay once again, as Lemaisa there were no edim that the shliach gave this money to the malva, and therefore, based on this migu, we would believe the malva. The Gemara continues with the seventh case. Hahuda amale lechavre mehemnisli kol imas da'aretli loy pirano. As Rashi explains, loyva da amale malva b'fnei edim b'shasava nemenat alai kolz masha toim leis kabati. That if Reuven is lending money to Shimon, and at the time that Reuven is about to lend money to Shimon, Shimon says to Reuven in front of edim that I will always trust you, and as long as you claim that you weren't paid off, then I will pay you back. I won't have the ability to claim that I paid you back. And Ayin de Bach, who points out, although generally the one that should make such a tnai is the malva and not the loiva, and the hacha loiva kamasna, but even so, we don't say that the loiva really didn't mean this, and he was only trying to convince the malva to lend him money. However, Zokta Bach, Mishum, the Kibin, the Kamasa Leib, Bishasava, Vade, Dadait, the Hochi, Hilvoloi, therefore it's considered a valid Tanai. The Gemara continues, Ozal Pari, Ba'api Sadi, that Lemaisa Shimon went and paid Reuven back in front of Edim, and then Reuven came to collect from Shimon, and Lemaisa Shimon brought his Edim that testified that Shimon already paid Reuven back, and Abai Rabbah, the Amri Tabai, Hohimne, so Abai and Rabbah stated that Lemaisa Shimon will still be responsible to pay Reuven, as Lemaisa made a Tanai, and Lemaisa Shimon stated that I will always trust Reuven, and therefore he means to say that I will even trust you more than to aid him. However, Maskel Rav Papa asked the following question, that certainly when Shimon said to Reuven that I will always trust you, he only meant to say that if there's a question as to my recollection or your recollection, then certainly I will trust you, and therefore I will pay you, even though I think I already paid you. However, certainly Shimon did not mean that if there are Edim that could testify that I actually paid you back, that I would still pay you another time. And the Gemara now continues with its eighth scenario. That once again, if Shimon said to Reuven at the time that Reuven was lending him money, even if I will claim that I paid you back, I will still believe you, just like your two Edim. And Ozal Pari ba'apitlasa, and Lemaisa Shimon went and paid Reuven back in front of three Edim. Now that the three Edim came to Bezdin and testified that Shimon paid Reuven back, but Reuven still claims that Shimon owes him the money, as he denies getting repaid, and Amar Papa could betray him, they could betlas aloy him, and Rav Papa states that although Shimon stated that I will trust you just like two Edim, but he only meant that I will trust you like two Edim and not like three Edim, and since Shimon paid Reuven back in front of three Edim, so Reuven will no longer be able to claim that Shimon still owes him money. However, Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yishul Rav Papa, Rav Huna b'Rav Yishul responds to Rav Papa, Eimu Damrinan Rabbonon Dazlin Basar Rav Deyos Hanimidl in Umdala the Kamin and Fisher b'Kiyetvei. That the only time that we stated that there's a difference between two or three people is only when dealing with valuations or appraisals, and certainly there could be a difference in opinion, and therefore certainly there's a difference if someone has two opinions or three opinions. And Ayin Rashi, who references a case in Masechta Avodah Zarah on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, however, Zokta Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, Avodah Inyan Edus, Mei Katrei or Trei Kameya, however, b'negei a testimony, certainly there is no difference between two or three Edim, as we have a klal that Trei Kameya and Mei Katrei. And since Shimon agreed that I will believe Reuven more than two Edim, therefore it's as if Shimon stated that I will believe you even more than 100 Edim. Therefore, Shimon will still be chayiv to pay Reuven, even if he'll be paying him a second time. The Gemara continues, Lishna Chuna, that will bring you another version as to the Shakla V'taya between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, and someone that gurus the next three lines, as this is repeated from the previous discussion, and there's no difference between this piece of Gemara and the prior Gemara. And the Gemara continues, Hahuda Amal Lechavi Mehemnes Lika Beitrei Kol Emes Da Amrit Loi Parano and Ozal Pari Be'api Tlasa, and Amra Papa Ke Beitrei Himne Ke Beitlasa Loi Himne. And from this point forward is where there's a difference between this version and the prior version, as in this version Maskel Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua Esra Papa that Lechari we have a cloud Trei Kameu Meyu Katrei, and therefore Reuven would even believe against three Edim. However, Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua continues V'Amalei Ke Beitlasa V'Ozal Pari Be'api Be'aba, but if Shimon specified, I will trust you even more than three Edim, so if Shimon actually pays Reuven back in front of four Edim, so since Shimon didn't have to actually mention three Edim, and if he would have stated two Edim, it was a klal of Trei Kameya, so since he mentioned three Edim, so keep it in Nachzodeus, once Shimon showed that there is an importance to how many Edim there are, so therefore it must be that Shimon was actually specific, and he meant to say that I'm only going to believe you more than three Edim, but once I'm going to have four Edim, then I'll believe the Edim more than I'll believe you, and you will no longer be able to claim that I didn't yet pay you. And Ayin Rashi, Kivin Nachzal Deis, Mitchil Yar Leminyan, Shu Yesem Echtei Edos, Vada Deis Kapid, Betlasa Himne, Ba'abalo Himne. And before we continue, let us point out that even though Shimon stated that I will believe Reuven could betray, and he didn't say I will actually believe him more than two Edim, and therefore, Lachira, if Shimon pays Reuven back in front of two Edim, so Lachira should be Trey or Trey, and we should have a din of Amitsi Mechabe Overaya. And as Ritva points out, Ve'ikad Kashle, Kehimne could betray, Velay also El betray, my Mahadile, Da Ikalamema, Uki Trey Labadi Trey, Vukum Mine Becheskas Mari, as we just pointed out, the Ritva explains, Lav Kushi, the Vadi Kehimne could betray, Hakikama, Yehe Neman, Kishne Edim Grady, the Raisa, Uki Ilu, Pasal Nafshe, Baha, Kultri Sadi Da Alma, and as we explained when we learned the Gemara, the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on the Aflam Chesam Rebeis, Einish Boy, Na Tainis Chereshet Vekotin, Vein Mishpinis Hakotin, that someone will not be Chayev Shvua, based on the Tain of a Chereshet Vekotin, Bezdu will not be Mechayev Vekotin to make a Shvua, and Ayin Rashi and Ar Gemara, that is really going back on the Mishnah, that Einish Boy, Na Tainis Chereshet Vekotin, could go in Shetano Remiza, and we're referring to a Cheresh that was Toyin through a Remiza, the Cheresh Shedubu Chacham, Bechal Mokim, Loi Medab, Veloi Shemeya, and therefore he certainly couldn't be speaking, and he couldn't actually say a Taino. And Ar Gemara is my Taima that was the Makar that Inish Boy not Tainis Chereshet Vekotin. And the Gemara explains as Amakra, the Pasuk and Pashim Mishpatim states, Ki Yitin Isha Re'eu Kesav Akeil Nishbar, and two Pesukim later, the Torah speaks about the Shvua of Moedim Mixas, as the Pasuk states, Al Kol Aveda Shiyema Ki Uzeh Ad Halihim Yavi Dvashneim. And since the Pasuk specifies Ki Yitin Ish, we see that there's a requirement that in order to be Mechayev someone a Shvua, that the original Nesina has to be done through an Ish, Be'en Nesinas Katan Klum, and by extension, the din of a cheresh and shaita are similar to a cotton, and as Rashi states, v'cheresh v'shaita k'ktanim heim bloy das, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the end of the Mishnah on Daf Lam Chesam Abayis that stated, al nishboyim l'cotton u l'hegdish, but someone could make a shvua to a cotton or to hegdish. The Gemara is that there's a steer from the ratio to the sefer, as v'amit ratio in nishboyim al tainis chereshet v'cotton, as we just stated that you wouldn't make a shvua to a cotton, and now we stated nishboyim l'cotton. The Gemara explains, om rav v'bob v'tainis aviv, that in when the end of the Mishnah states, Avad Nishbar L'Katan is not referring to swearing directly to a katan, but it's referring to a katan that made a claim to Shimon that my father Reuven lent you $100, and then Shimon was made of a mixas, and he said that I only owe your father $50. The L'maisa in the Sina to Shimon was done through Reuven, who was an Ish, and therefore Shimon would be obligated to make a Shvua, and Rav continues, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and as we know, Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavinoki, and therefore, it makes sense that our Mishnah will be going like the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Tanya we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Imer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov states, Pa'am Sha'adam Nishbal Tainis Atzmai, that there's a potential that someone could even make a Shvua of Meidu Mixas based on his own Taino, and as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov continues, Ketzad, Amalei Manal Avicha Biyadi, Velchat the Pras, Hareza Nishbar, that if Shimon goes over to Yisaimim and he tells them that I borrowed $100 from your father, however, I already paid $50 back to your father, even though there was no Tain, and Shimon brought to tie it up by himself, but even so, he was made to mix us, and therefore, Shimon would be chayiv to make a shvua. And as the Brisa states, v'zeo shenish ba'al tainis atzmai, however, v'cham ma'imim, ein el kamesh v'avedu pata, and v'cham agar and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and they hold that this case is similar to a Meisher Aveda, and we know that the Chum Masakin, that if Reuven goes over to someone and he claims that I found your wallet, and the other party claims that there was really $100 in this wallet, and Reuven says that I only found this wallet worth $50, so although Reuven was Meisher Miksas, however, since the Chacham were concerned that people would no longer return Avedos, therefore the Chacham were Misakin, being played taken Oilam, that Reuven would not have to make a Shvuah. Therefore, the Chacham explained that since in our case, the Yisraelim did not have any idea that Shimon owed their father any money, and Shimon was Meider that he owes the father money, so he is also considered a Meisher Aveda, and therefore we cannot be Mechayiv in Meshvuah. The Gemara continues in Es, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Lesley Meisher Aveda Pata, that based on the way you explain this Braisa, it will come out that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Meisher Aveda is Chayiv, and certainly he would not argue on that Takana. How could it be that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would state that in this case Shimon would be Chayiv to make a Shvuah to the Yisraelim? The Gemara explains that Amar Rav, that Rav himself explained, B'shetanu Katoin, that in the Chanami, certainly Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree to Chachamim that if Shimon himself came and was Meider to the Yisraelim, then certainly Shimon would be Pata for making a Shvuah, and certainly that would be a case of Meisher Aveda. However, the Machlek is between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanon, where the Yisraelim of Reuven initiated a claim, and they came to Shimon, and they tainted that we know Bevadai that you owe $100 to our father, and they came to Tainas Bari, and therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Shimon is no longer considered a Meisher Aveda, and Shimon is chayav to make a Shvuah. However, the Gemara continues in Es, Katan, Va'amrit Einish Bar, and Altainas Chayash Ritu V'Katan, that how can you say that we're talking about Tainas Katan, if the Maisa we previously learned that you don't make a Shvuah based on the Tain of a Chayash Ritu V'Katan, and therefore the claim of a Katan is not considered a claim at all, and if so, it should still be considered a case of Meisher Aveda, and Shimon should be Potter for making a Shvuah. Because of this question, the Gemara now explains, Lo'ilim Gadol, that in the Chanamin, the Machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, in the case where the Yosem is actually a Gadol, but my Karle Katan, Del Gabi Milu Davu a Katanu, and we only called him a Katan, as in regard to his father's affairs, he's considered a Katan, but ultimately, since his Gadol was the one that initiated this claim against Shimon, so therefore Shimon is no longer considered a Meisher Aveda, therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Shimon will be chayiv to make a Shvuah. However, the Gemara is, Ehachi, Tainas Atzmai, Tainas Achirimi, the Lachir, why did Rabbi Elazar call this Tainas Atzmai, if the Maisa the claim came from a third party, and it came from the Yosem who is a Gadol, and why would Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov state, Vizel Shinishbal Tainas Atzmai, and the Gemara answers, Tainas Achirim, Vahidurus Atzmai, that in the Chanami, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov meant to say, that Zel Shinishbal Tainas Achirim, Vahidurus Atzmai, that this is a case where Shimon will swear based on a Taina from someone else and his own Haidah, and the Gemara continues, and the Gemara is, Kul Nami, Tainas Achirim, Vahidurus Atzmai, that every single case of Meidur Miksas, there's a claim from Teveya, and there's an admission of the Nitba. And as Rashi points out, that the Gemara is actually asking two questions. As number one, why would Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov state, Ham Shadim Nishba al Tainas Achirim, Vahidos Atzmai, if this is always the case, not only at times? Number two, if this is the case of the Braisa, then certainly the Rabbanu would not be Chalik and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and certainly they would agree that it is not considered Meshav Aveda. Certainly Shimon would be Chayyar to make a Shvuah. Because of this question, the Gemara now explains that in the Chanami, the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanu in this Braisa is in a case where Yosem, who is a Katan, was Tevea Shimon based on a Tainas Bari, and he stated that you owe my father $100, and the Maisa Shimon was Meider Miksas, and he admitted that he owes their father $50, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that this is not a case of Meisher Aveda, as the Maisa Yosem initiated this Taina, and even though the Yosem initiated this Taina, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov still states, Pam Sha'adum Nishba al Tainas Atzmai, and he calls it Tainas Atzmai, and as Rashi explains, Mshum de'in Tanasi Cheshuv v'makam Acher, Dechsev Kiyitin Ish Kari Le'acha Tainas Atzmai, since we already stated that if a Katan himself gives $100 to Shimon, and then the Katan goes to Shimon, and he claims $100, and Shimon is Meidu Miksas, that Shimon would not make a Shvuah, as the Pasuk states Kiyitin Ish, and not in case of a Katan, therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov refers to this as a Tainas Atzmai, as generally the Tain of a Katan is not considered a Taina, and as Rashi points out, Miyuhacha Tainahi, the Ikud Nesinas Ish, but over here, certainly, the Taina of the Yosem who's a Katan is considered a Taina, as Lemaisa, his father, was the one that gave the money to Shimon, and therefore there was a Kiyim of Kiyitin Ish El Re'eu, the Mekoyach Nesinas Avuba, and behind the Kam Apamim, and that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov stated that at times it's possible to be Chayav Shvuah based on a Tainas Atzmai, and we now understand the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That is also what Rav meant when he explained that when our Mishnah stated Av Nishbon LeKotin, that's Bibba B'Tainas Aviv, and it's going according to Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that Shimon would have to make a Shvuah based on the Taina of a Yosem Chasim who's a katan, but at this point in the Gemara is still bothered that why would the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Akiv if Lemaisa the Yasim who's a katan was Tevei Shimon based on the scene of his father, and L'chayra Shimon should be chayiv to make a shvua. And the Gemara now explains El Bedrabba Kamifli, and the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Akiv and Rabbanon is based on a shayla as how far we should take a svara of Rabbah. And as the Gemara explains, the Amar Rabban as Rabbah taught us, but Primar Matir made a mixes a tiny yeshava, that why is it the Torah would tell us that if someone was made a mixes a tiny, that they would have to make a shvua? And Ayin Tesis Rashi points out, Tema v'chi time of the cry, by the midrash corrupt Shimon, there is time of the cry, and why is Rabbah trying to find a reason if L'chir is based on Xeris HaKosav, that someone that's made a mixes a tiny has to make a shvua? And Tesis Rashi states, V'nir L'farish, but Primar Matir made a mixes a tiny yeshava, yei nebu b'migu di boi lich b'esakal, oi nelef mehachad loi nemu migu. Now L'chir, every single time that someone is made a mixes Satayna, he should be able to have a migu. It should be almost similar to a case of Meshav Aveda, as really Shimon could have been Kaifa Akal, and since he was made a mixas, so it should be considered like he was Meshav Aveda, and therefore, why would the Torah state that he is chayav to make a shvua? And similarly, Ayin Rashba claima b'lei patrasi Torah mishum Meshav Aveda, the yiboy kafar b'kulei upata, the Kaifa Akal pata, mehilka kishu made a mixas Meshav Aveda hu, u Meshav Aveda pata dva Torah, u mahach shamina de Meshav Aveda pata dva Torah, v'shloike de Rashi However, in the Mefarshim that point out that even if we would hold that the Svara and the Takana Meshav Aveda is only Midrabbanon, but definitely that would be a Svara that someone should be Potter, and therefore Rabba could still ask that why would the Torah be Mechayev someone Shvua if they were made to mix us as Misvara you should be Potter? And Rabba continues, Chazaka in other Meir's Pana Bifnei Bal Chayvai, that really is a Chazaka that a person would not have the Chutzpah to deny that he owes money to his Bal Chayv, either because Reuven did him a favor by lending him money, and therefore it would be a chutzpah for him to deny that he was lent this money, or Shimon wouldn't have the chutzpah to be kaifa kol, as l'maisa he knows that Reuven knows his truth, and Reuven will realize that he's lying. And as Rabbi continues, v'hai b'kulei boi d'lichberei, and really Shimon wanted to be kaifa kol, v'hai d'lei kafrei, and the reason why he wasn't kaifa kol, mishum de'ena me'ez panam f'nei b'chayvai, is because Shimon did not have the chutzpah to deny that Reuven lent him this money, and b'kulei boi d'lei, and really Shimon should have been moida that he owes the full amount to Reuven. And the reason why Shimon was not moida on the full amount that he owes Reuven is because the shlemute who come shtamimene and sava ad havli zuzir peranle, that Shimon felt that although I can't be kaifar kol, but the mice I'll only be moida on the part of the chayiv, as this way I'll be able to push off Reuven a bit until I'm able to get the rest of the funds and pay Reuven back. And in the chanami he never intended to really steal from Reuven, and therefore he's still neman on the shvua. Rachmana amar rami shvua levai kehechad leidle bekulei, and therefore the Torah stated that we should require him to make a shvua, as certainly he wouldn't make a shvua l'sheker, and therefore Shimon will be meida that he owes the full amount to Reuven. And the Gemara continues and now explains the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanon, where Yosem was the one that was tevei Shimon, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sava leishna bay v'leishna b'mnoi einam beiz the hilchah lab meisha avedu. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that as long as someone is tevei Shimon, so Shimon certainly would not have the chutzpah to deny the claim, and therefore the din of meida mixas doesn't only apply when Reuven makes the claim from Shimon, but it also applies when a Yosem makes the claim from Shimon. And since the Yosem made the claim from Shimon, so it's not considered a case of Meshav Aveda, and Shimon is chayav to make a shvua. And this would pertain both to a Yosem that's a katan and a gadol. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is teaching us a chiddush in the brisa that pa'amim sha'adam nishba'al tainis atzmai, and even if the Yosem who is a katan that made this claim from Shimon, and generally the tain of a Yosem is not considered a claim, but since he's bab machmas his father, so therefore it's considered a claim, and therefore Shimon will be chayav to make a shvua. And as we explained, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov calls this tainas atzmai, and similarly Rav explains that when our Mishnah stated avon nishban lekatan, it's referring to a katan that's bar b'tainas aviv, and our Mishnah is going lefi the shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanan savri b'fun of who de'ina meiz avon lefnei b'noi meiz umen loy meiz meishav avedu. And Rabbanan hold that the only time that we use the chazaka that Rabbi brought that ina de meiz panu b'fnei b'chayvai is only when the actual loyva made this claim. However, if either a Yosem that's a katan or a gadol made this claim from Shimon, then the chazaka of Ein Adam Meir's Panav B'fnei Bal Chayvai doesn't apply, as the Maisa Shimon didn't borrow this money directly for the Nisayimim, and the Yosem didn't do him a favor, and therefore he may deny the entire claim. And in addition, even though the Nisayimim are tiny in the tainus bari, but the Maisa they don't know exactly what happened, and therefore potentially Shimon would not have a problem of lying, as he doesn't think that the Nisayimim know exactly the scenario, and they may not know that he's actually lying. Therefore, the Chacham hold that if Shimon is made of a Avedas, they would not be chayiv to make a shvua to the Yisoyimim, as Lemaisa is considered Kameshav Aveda. Keep in mind, Alfizeh, when the Brisa stated the Chachamim in El Kameshav Aveda Upata, they're not only referring to a case where the Yosim was a katan and made this claim, but even if the Yosim was a gadol and made this claim, the same didn't reply, Shimon would be considered like a Kameshav Aveda, and therefore he would not be chayiv to make a shvua. Our Gemara now continues and asks a question on Rav, as Mi Matzis Mukmis Lach Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as how can you explain that when the Amishnah stated that Avon Ishban LeKotan is referring to the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, where Kotan was Bar B'Tainis Aviv, and it's not considered Meshav Aveda, but HaKotani Reisha, the Maisa in the fifth line of our Mishnah, which the Gemara calls the Reisha of the Mishnah states, Man La Abba Biyadecha, Ein Lecha Biyadi El Chamishim Dina Pata, Mepleisha Meshav Avedu, and even in a case where Yosim initiated a claim against Shimon, Yosim claimed that Shimon owes their father money, and Shimon is Meidu Mixas, and he states that I only owe your father $50, then even though Shimon was Meidu Mixas, he would still be Potter, as he's considered Meshav Aveda, and it seems that the Mishnah is going like the Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. However, the Gemara answers that really Rav is correct, that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa is Hasam Dalei Amar Barli, as in the Reisha we're talking about a case where the Yosim made this claim of Shimon, but he didn't say that I'm certain that you borrowed this money from my father. And therefore, even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agrees that if Shimon is Moida, then he's considered Kameshav Aveda, and he'd be potter from making a Shvua. However, Hacha the Amar Barli, in the Seifa the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where the Yosim makes this claim based on a Tainus Bari, and therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Shimon is not considered Kameshav Aveda, as we have a Chazaka that Einu Domeir's Pana with Fnei Bal Choyvai, and even in front of the Yisoyimim. Therefore, Shimon would be chayev to make a Shvua based on being Moida Mixas. Therefore, Rav was able to explain that when the Mishnah stated Avon Nishbon LeKotin, it's referring to a case of Bar B'Tainus Aviv, and it's going like the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that since it's Yosim that is a Kotin, came with the Tainus Bari, therefore, if Shimon was Moida Mixas, so Shimon would be chayev to make a Shvua, as he is not considered a Meshav Aveda. And Ayin Ritvah explained the Hod Amrinim Barim and Barili, that when we stated that the Yosim Tainin, that I'm sure that you owe my father money, Hainu Sha'amaloi Befane Hodisla Avi B'Shas Pti Rasai, that he stated that you were Moida to my father right before my father died, and therefore I know that you borrowed the money and you didn't pay him back. However, the Ritvah is bothered that if so, why would Rabbanan argue Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and hold that he would have the chutzpah to be koifa akal? And the Ritvah explains, Vafilu hachi sav Rabbanan de meiz, the kimin dinyani of him, as since this was related to the father's business affairs, ule himane asa of imay shiyodle befnei bnei kedei lashir befanav, as maybe the father made up with Shimon that he would actually be moed that he owes him money in order to make it look like the father had money, but really Shimon didn't owe anything to Reuven, and therefore the Rabbanan hold that Shimon would be able to deny this claim, and it wouldn't go against the chazaka of Einan de Meir's Panav b'fnei Bal Choyvai. Ayin Teis Rashi points out, kagoyin de Omar, oymen ayisi b'tzad avi, kashehilvulcha, oy kashay disalai, vafilu hachi om Rabbanan b'b'nai Meir's, shrei kama dvarim yachal hulu v'adis miliba lahachash haben, and kagoyin shiyoyma, milvi yishana hoyali alavicha, oy shuva sisi imay cheshben, and lefi de Teis Rashi, this haidah wasn't right before the father died. And the Gemara continues that although Rav focused on the first part of the Lashon of the Mishnah that stated Avon Nishboim LeKotin, however, Lemaisa, the Gemara's original question not only pertains to the statement Avon Nishboim LeKotin, but it also pertains to the statement Avon Nishboim LeHegdish, as Lemaisa, the Mishnah stated Ein Nishboim Al Tainus Chereshet VeKotin, which was based on the Pasuk of Kriyutin Eshoriyeu, and therefore the same didn't apply that you wouldn't make a Shvua to Hegdish, and how could the Mishnah then state Nishboim LeHegdish? And therefore Shmuel now continues and explains both parts of this memra, as Shmuel Amar and Shmuel explains that when the Mishnah stated Nishboim LeKotin is not referring to a case of Moedim Mixes HaTayna, and certainly the Mishnah already taught us Ein Nishboim LeKotin, and you would not make a Shvua to a Kotin. However, the Mishnah means to tell us Lipar Minichse Kotin, that in a case where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and then Reuven died, and now Shimon comes to collect his debt from the Yisoyimim of Reuven, then even if Shimon brings a Shtar, Shimon would still have to make a Shvua to the Yisoyimim in order to collect the debt from the Yisoyimim. And similarly, when the Mishnah stated that you would make a Shvua LeHegdish, it means Lipar Minichse HaHegdish. And for example, if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and then Reuven was Makdish all his Dechasim, and meanwhile Shimon has a lien against Reuven's Dechasim, and Shimon has a Shtar, so even though he'll go to the Gizba with a Shtar that proves that he had a lien against his property before Reuven made his Hegdish, Shimon would still have to make a Shvua in order to collect this money from Hegdish. The Gemara now continues and asks on Shmuel that how can you say that when the Mishnah states that Nishbon LeKotin is referring to Lipari Minichse Kotin, if Tanin Kavina, if this is already taught us in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, as well as in the Mishnah Mesechta Ksubis on Daf Pei Zayin, and as the Mishnah states, Minichsi Yisrael Milay Yipara El Bishvua, and Tati Lomli, and why we need both of these Mishnayas? And the Gemara answers, Hakamashbalan Kadabai Kashisha, that we need both of these Mishnayas in order to teach us the Chiddush of Abai Kashisha, the Tani Abai Kashisha, as Abai Kashisha taught us in the Braisa, Yisrael Misha Amru Gedoylim Ve'in Tzarech Lemik Tanim, Bein Lishvu, Bein Lizberis, that this din that Rabbanan stated in order to protect the Yisraimim of Abali Par, Menichsi Yisraimim, Lo Yipar, El Bishvua, was not only stated regarding Ketanim that need more protection, but was even stated B'negei Gedolim. And similarly, when the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin teaches us, Ein Nefarim Menei Yisraimim, El Minzberis, so Abai Kashisha teaches us that Takana was not only made for Yisraimim Ketanim, but it was also made for Yisraimim Gedolim. And therefore, we need two Mishnayas, one to teach us that these dinim are relevant to Yosem who's a Katan, and the other to teach us that this din is even relevant to Yosem that's a Gadol. And the Gemara continues that Shmuel explained that when a Mishnah stated Nishbarin Lehegdish is Lipar Minichse Hegdish, and once again the Gemara asked Tanina that we will learn this din in the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, as the Mishnah teaches us that any time that someone wants to be Goyva Chayiv Minichasim Mishubadim Lo Yipar Lo Bishvua, then he has to make a Shvua. And as Rashi explains, that we're concerned even if a borrower paid off a previous loan, that maybe the borrower and lender will make a deal that the lender will go to someone that bought a field from the borrower, and he will claim that the borrower never paid him back, and therefore he'll try to collect the field from the buyer, and he will tell the borrower that if you don't say anything, then we'll split the profits, and therefore they're both in on the deal. And therefore the Gemara explains umali mishubadim lehedit, umali mishubadim legvaya, that certainly there shouldn't be a chiluk if this field is now owned by a hedit, or if this field is now owned by hegdish, as in all cases the lender should have to make a shvua to the one that has the field and the one that he's trying to collect from. And however, the Gemara explains that istrich, that we do need both of our mishnayas, as salkadat chamina, as if we would only have the Mishnah and daf mem hei amud aleph, then one would say hedit hu da adam isa kenunyan hedit, that certainly we would be concerned that someone would try to make a trick against the hedit and try to steal from hedit, and therefore we would require someone to make a shvua amal hegdish de in adam isa kenunyan hegdish. But possibly if the borrower was makdish his field, then certainly they would not play a trick on hegdish and they would not try to steal from hegdish. Maybe if a malva is coming to collect from mechasim shubadim from hegdish, then he would not have to make a shvua. And kamash one, and therefore Mishnah teaches us mashbiin lehegdish, and even if someone is trying to collect his debt from hegdish, then we would still be chashin lekanunya, and therefore he would still have to make a shvua. And the Gemara continues that how can you say that Mishnah teaches us that adam oisa kanunya al hegdish, but va'amr rav huna shchimra shehegdish kol nechasim va'amr manu lepleni biyadi neman, that if shchimra states that all my nechasim should be hegdish, then he states but lemaisa I owe $100 to Pliny, and therefore that $100 should go to Pliny and not to hegdish, then the shchimra is neman, and the person that's receiving $100 would not have to make a shvua in order to collect his $100. As Rav Huna continues, the chazaka in adam oisa kenunya al hegdish, and therefore we see exactly the opposite of what we just stated. And the Gemara answers that certainly we could be mechalik between the two cases, as Amri hani mili shchimra de in adam mechaytov leiloi, that the only time that Rav Huna stated this din is only relevant to shchimra, as certainly he has no benefit, and certainly even if there was a kenunya, the money would only go to his children and not to himself. Therefore, certainly we see a klal of ein adam oisa kenunya al hegdish, and therefore if the shchimra stated that I owe $100 to Pliny, then Pliny would not have to make a shvua. And as Rashi states, ein adam mechaytev leiloi, even if his yarshin would actually gain, but he still wouldn't do so. And as Rashi states, bishvul yarshin. However, avol gabi bari vadi chayshinan, but our Mishnah is discussing a case where the borrower is a bari, and certainly we have to be chayshish that maybe he'll be oisa kenunya al hegdish, and therefore lefi Shmuel, our Mishnah teaches us that bali pari minichse hegdish, that you have to make a shvua. Ein Rashi di umascha adam oisa kenunya al hedit haloiva zeh asa atzma remiolav va'omar ni chayil zeh kedesh yitrav hakakum menu v'yachlei kubera miusai. And let us begin with the new Mishnah ve'ilu dvarim she'inish boin alein havodin vashtaris v'akakoyis v'agdeshis, and these are the things that one would not make a shvua deraisa on. And as with dvarim me'iri explained, that we're referring to all shvuas deraisa, for example shvua of meidu miksas, shvuas hashem and shvuas ha'id echad. However, they explained that a shvuas hesed rabbana would still apply. And the Mishnah continues to discuss the things that are relevant to avodim shtaris kakoyis and agdeshis, as number one ein ben tashlumi kefel, that if someone would steal these items they would not be chayev kefel, v'loy tashlumi abal v'chamisha, in the case of hegdish, which is the only one that's shayech to an animal which is shayech to the din of abal v'chamisha, then if someone stole an animal of hegdish and he did tficho mechira, they would not be chayev to pay tashlumi abal v'chamisha. And similarly shemechinam ein nishba and neis sachar ein meshalim, that if someone was a shemechinam and he claims there was a gneva of Aveda, and therefore generally you'd be chayiv to make a shvua, but in regard to these items, he would not be chayiv to make a shvua sashemim. Similarly, if someone is a shemim sacha or a shoyal, and these items are stolen or lost, then he would not be chayiv for gneva of Aveda, and as Rashi states in that mem gimel and aleph, in mishalim gneva of Aveda, ksuv by lechiyov, the chsivim gonu yugonu meimai, and ainim mefarshim who discuss if they would be chayiv to pay if they were pesheya. And the Mishnah continues that although the Tanakhama holds that igul dvorim she'inish boyin leim havodim vashtoris vachakoyis vahegdeshes, however Reb Shimon states b'negei hegdesh that at times you would make a shvua on hegdesh, and for example kachim shechay bechriusan nish boyin leim, however she'inichay bechriusan einish boyin leim, and as Rashi explains kachim shechay bechriusan kagoyin omar reyalai oyla, and for example in a case where a person made a neder and he stayed a reyalai oyla and v'hifrish behemel nidrei v'hifkid lezeh, and then for example a gneva Aveda occurred, then Nishba Leo Isa Shapakadim Yodai, the Re'eu Karina Bay, as it's still considered Re'eu, the Dava Garim Lamam, Rav Shimon Kamamadami, as Rav Shimon holds that since this is a Dava Garim Lamam, as Ruven will be Chayev to replace this animal, as is Chayev Bachriusan, therefore the Shem will be Chayev to make a Shvua, and the only time that we would say that you do not make a Shvua Benegay Hegdish is only on that type of Hegdish where you're not Chayev Bachriusan, and for example, if Ruven stated Harezu Hegdish, and since he's not Chayev Bachriusan, so therefore, the din of davar gerim l'mamim k'mamim dami doesn't apply, and instead the klal of einish boyin al hekdeshes would apply. The Mishnah continues that although we stated einish boyin al hekdeshes, however there's machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim. Rabbi Oimer yesh dvarim shein kakaka ve'in kakaka ve'in chacham moidloi, that Rabbi holds that there are certain things that are similar to kaka, but even so you'd be einish boyin on them as they're not considered mamish like kaka. However the Chachamim are not moida, and they would hold it would still be a klal of einish boyin al hekdeshes, and as the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, Esa Gefanim Tu'unis Mesatil Cha, Valo Imer Inon El Chomesh, so Rameyim Mechaya Shvua, Vachacham Imerim, Kalam Chubel Kaka, Arayu Kakaka, in the case where Reuven claimed that he lent you 10 vines that were full of fruit, that were ready to be picked, and then Shimon was made of Mixas, so Rameyim holds that in this case, even though the fruits were attached to the ground, but since they were Imerli Batzer, so therefore it's considered Kibbutzuris Dami, and the Klal of Inish Boyin Al Kakoyis doesn't apply, and therefore Shimon would have to make a Shvua. However, Chacham hold that since the fruits were still attached to the ground, so Shimon would not have to make a shvua, as the klal of einish boyin al kakois would still apply. The Mishnah continues, einish boyin al adav v'shev midah v'shev mishkol v'shev minyan, that the only time that someone would be chayav to make a shvua is only on something that is measured or that is weighed or has a number. And the Mishnah continues, ketzad bayis mali misati l'cha or kis mali misati l'cha, if Reuven claims to Shimon that I gave you a house full of tefua or I gave you a wallet that was full of money, v'alo imeh in yedeya l'mashen nach. And Shimon responds, I'm not sure exactly how much you gave me, but l'maisa, whatever you gave me, I gave back, and therefore it seems that he was midah miksas, and he should be chayav to make a shvua. However, since Reuven's claim was not relevant to midah mishkal or minyan, therefore the shvua of midah miksas would not apply, and Shimon would be potter from making a shvua. However, the Mishnah continues, zel ime adaziz, v'zel ime adachaloyin chayav, but if Reuven states that I gave you tua up until the ceiling beam, and Shimon stated that you only gave me Tua up until the window, then the dinner might have mixed a satayna would apply, and Shimon would be chayiv to make a shvua. And Ayin Rashi on that mem gimel min aleph, tiba masal ziz, kairu shaliyah habay letters b'teich habayis. And our Gemara begins and discusses the dinner of the Mishnah that the tushlum kefel is not applicable to avodim shtoris, kakois, and ekdeshais. And Ayin the second tesis on the amid, ve'im ben tashlum kefel, that filu b'kaka shaykh gneva, that shaykh to have gneva even by kaka, could go in masik gvul, inambi b'gefanim tu. And our Gemara begins Tashlumi Kefil Menolon, that how do we know that the Shlumi Kefil is not relevant in these cases? And the Gemara brings a Braisa as the Taner Rabbanon, as the Pasuk states in Pash Mishpatim, Al Kol Dva Pesha Al Shor Al Chamor Al Sel Salmo Al Kol Aveda Shiyem Akiuzeh Ad Alihim Yovid Vashteim Asher Yashin Alihim Yishalim Shteim L'Reyehu. And this Pasuk and the Pesukim surrounding it are referring to someone that steals and is Chayiv Kefil. And the Braisa teaches us that we learned this pasuk based on the din of klal prada klal, as when the pasuk states al kol dva pesha klal, that's a general rule that you're going to be chayav to make a shvua on anything. And then the pasuk continues and mentions pratim, as it states al shor val chamo val sel val samo prat, those are considered prat. And then the pasuk continues al kol aveda chazav kolal, and therefore klal prada klal yat don al kena prat, and therefore the din of kefal only applies to things that are kena prat and mar prat, and just like the pratim which is shor. Chamor, Se, and Salma is Mefurish, Dove, and Metaltal, the Gufa, Mammon, are all things that are Metaltalin and haven't intrinsic value, so af kol davar metaltel v'gufa mamin, and therefore the din of kefal only applies to those things that are metaltelin and gufa mamin, and therefore yatzuk hakoy she'im metaltelin, so we exclude kaka from the din of kefal as it's not metaltelin, and yatzuk avad mishok shul kakoyis, and similarly the din of kefal doesn't apply to eved because it's hukish shul kakoyis, as the pasuk states v'sichaltum oisim uvdech ma'achrechem, and yatzuk shtoris she'af b'she'im metaltelin in gufa mamin, and similarly kefal doesn't apply to hishtar because even though it's metaltelin, but the mice is no intrinsic value to the shtar. And the Gemara continues that although this helps us to understand why the din of kefal doesn't apply to avodim and shtoris and kakois, but how do we know that the din of kefal doesn't apply to kaka? And the Gemara explains hegdish as re'eu ksiv, as the pasuk states, yishalb shtayin re'eu. Therefore, the din of kefal is only applicable to your friend and not to hegdish. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah taught us v'lo tashlumi arba v'chamisha, that the din of arba v'chamisha doesn't apply either. And as we explained, the only time that arba v'chamisha would be applicable is only b'negei, an animal of hegdish. And the Gemara explains, my taima, that what is the reason that you not be chayit to pay above the chamisha? And the Gemara explains that the Torah tells us in regard to someone that's tavach macha, that they have to pay above the chamisha. And certainly since they first stole this animal, so therefore part of above the chamisha is kefal. And since we already learned that the din of kefal is not applicable to hegdish, so therefore one that steals from hegdish and then is tavach macha would only have to pay three or four times. And as the Gemara states, tashlum above the chamisha amrachmana, v'loy tashlum yishleisha v'abba. And maybe if someone steals a behemoth of hegdish and is tavach macha, he would not be chayiv to pay kefal, nor would he be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And as Rashi states, the kivin de kefal leka, havelu shleisha v'abba, and we will stop over here.